Rob Chatos is a long-haul trucker who has spent countless hours alone in his rig, formulating his opinions and goals concerning Southern Indiana and the world. He's affiliated with neither party and has kicked off his campaign to win Indiana's 9th district seat in the U.S. Congress. He joins Michael Glab on this week's of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest in studio, Rob Chatos. Rob is an independent candidate for U.S. Congress, Indiana's 9th district. And by independent, I don't mean he's part of the independent party or anything like that. I mean he's neither Democrat or Republican. He's on his own. Rob, thanks for being on Big Talk.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate you welcoming me down here.
Rob served in the U.S. Air Force. He was a Gulf War vet.
Correct.
How does it help you?
I don't particularly care for when other candidates tout their military experience as being a qualifier to run for public office. What it does do is it helps me have a perspective that maybe the other candidates don't have, but I don't necessarily see it as a prerequisite for anyone. Certainly, we've had great leaders that have not been in the military. But I also think it's important, especially now we have some defense issues that the my other opponents aren't necessarily addressing right now.
You said at one point the ultra wealthy, along with international organized crime, rogue states, corrupt politicians, and contemptuous propagandists have enjoyed a lack of meaningful opposition for decades. I guess you're seeing yourself as meaningful opposition.
You bet. It is incredibly frustrating for me to witness and observe problems not being solved in a way that is actually constructive and purposeful and gets results. I'm kind of a 100% in, all-in kind of person, and I think it is extremely important that if you are going to be on the leading edge of problem solving, that you understand the problem. I don't see that with the current candidates, certainly not with the incumbent. One of the things that I had noticed thumbing through Trey Hollingworth's Facebook page was the how perfect it was and how organized, perfectly edited. You can tell that he had tech assistants, administrator. He probably doesn't even read his own Facebook page, but there's this just perfect image of whatever it is that he wants you to see as a potential voter, creating this almost virtual reality now. That is a trend that is most disturbing for me. The internet is starting to become a tool where candidates don't have to be accountable for the things they do or the things that they say. We're getting to a point where we're almost looking at virtual candidates, virtual campaigns. Trey has utilized this, and I think the evidence is pretty clear. He doesn't show up to any events where people can criticize him. All the information that he has is controlled. He knows he doesn't have to participate, or he doesn't have to answer to anybody.
Well, when you think about it, Rob, Congress people, the members of the House, they have to run every 2 years. And the hell of it is, the minute you're elected, you better start running for the next election. And the way to run is to get on that phone and beg for money from big donors.
I have to laugh because I actually talked to the district chair early on, I think back in January, February, and I told him, if I get elected, I won't be doing that. If I have to plead for the constituency, for the voters in this district, to raise money, and they don't see the decent, honest, hardworking individual that they have, if I have to go out and sell them every time that I'm doing my job just in exchange for money, that's ridiculous. I mean, I think it is very disingenuous to believe that your money is going to actually translate into the things that you want, especially if you're a donor at the lower end of the scale. I won't do it. I'm not going to badger or patronize people for money. I just won't. I'm here. You donate, go for it. But I will be busy doing the work of the people in Washington. I am not going to waste my time or your time, as far as I'm concerned, by raising money.
You're a long-haul trucker, so you spend a lot of hours alone in the truck thinking about these things.
Correct. It is a very lonely occupation. That is definitely one of the advantages. It's quiet. I noticed in the beginning when I told people that I was going to run, they talked to me and they said, your campaign's got to be about this. Your campaign has to be about that. Oh, you know, you have to be for capitalism or against capitalism. People were just coming at me from the left and the right. I became very frustrated with what appeared to be my ideals kind of getting diluted, and what I think was important. And it takes a very strong person to talk to a voter or a constituent and tell them, yes, that's very important, but I think this is more important. I can't run my campaign or even do my job, should I win, by absolutely trying to please everybody.
Some of your issues are, for one thing, you call for 100% renewable energy by 2030.
Yes. And that's not just the United States. That's North America. I think it's very important to include our neighbors to the north and south on this issue. Canada, I think even Mexico, is probably light years ahead of us.
Now, another thing that you are for, universal single-payer health care.
Absolutely. That is something that the Democratic establishment has reluctantly, they've climbed aboard. This is something that should have been done before I was born. Absolutely ridiculous. And I think the debate alone offends me.
Here's a couple of issues, maybe three issues, having to do with the economic system itself.
Yep.
And they are, you want the minimum wage to be increased to reflect cost of living increases.
Yes.
And another is you want some tax increases. You're not afraid to say that.
Yep.
But for the wealthy, capital gains taxes and so forth. And then a third thing that you're very interested in are some consumer banking protections.
You bet.
All of these things say you want to regulate the economic system.
You bet I do, because it is being regulated, but not by the people it should be. The wealthy are the people that have the power in this country and the world, and don't you doubt for a second that is the way it is.
Thanks for joining us on Big Talk.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. I hope that my message is well received by the listeners out there, and come check me out.
That was 9th District Congressional Candidate Rob Chatto speaking with WFHB correspondent Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk. You can hear this edition of Big Talk and all other editions of Big Talk via our website at wfhb.org.